We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kaddish. There is only one halacha for this, Kaddish Aleph, and we are up to paragraph Tes. Yitz Hashem, we have about 10 minutes to conclude this halacha, Yitz Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal was talking about the fact that the Arizal tells us that Kaddish is the bridge between the different worlds. When we daven Shachris specifically, when we're going from world to world, the Karbonos, which corresponds to the Olam Asiya, Psukei Dezimra, which corresponds to Yetzira, and so on and so forth, there's a Kaddish in between that serves as a bridge and a pillar to help us go from one world to the next. So now Rav Nosson Zal adds, V'ze Bechinas Borchu She'oimrim Ben Kaddish Liyotzer. Based on what we've been learning so far, you'll be able to understand why, when it comes to the bridge between Yetzirah and Bria, which is between Psukei Dezimra and Birchos Kriyashma, besides the Kaddish, we say Baruch Hu there. Ki Bracha mi Sitra de Kahani. Because as we learned earlier, Bracha is associated with the Kohanim. They're the ones who gave the blessing, Bechinas Koi Sevaruchu. They're the ones who blessed the Jews. Vayde Psukei Dezimra. And by the fact that we recited Psukei Dezimra, Malin is Hayira, that helped us to elevate the Yira. We saw previously that Psukei Dezimra is the song which is associated with the Levim, which are Yira. Vazai Nimshach Chesed. And Rabbeinu Zal had explained in chapter 4 in the second half of Likut Imran, which this halach is based on, that once you have the Yira in place, that's the vessel which allows Hashem to be able to send a full flow of chesed. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says, in Chumash Bamidbar, chapter 17, Vihine porach matei Aharon lebeis Levi. The stick of Aharon from the family of Levi blossomed. And the Sifrei Kabbalah show that that's one of the places where we see the connection between the Kohen and the Levi, between the Chesed and the Gvura, or the Yira. K'moy shekosav Rabbeinu Zal shom b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, in that Torah. V'al kein, al yidei ze zoichin lebechinas brocha, shu bechinas Kohen kanal. And therefore, by the fact that we said Psukei Dezimra, and now we're moving on to the next level, we're able to receive that flow of Chesed, that's the bracha, which is the kohen. V'ze b'chinas borchu, b'chinas brocha, b'chinas vi'atem koyane Hashem tikoreu. That's the borchu, which represents brocha, which shows that at this point we're getting closer to be like koyhanim, who are chesed, to be able to draw on the chesed of Hashem. Paragraph Yud. V'ze b'chinas akdomus sho'imrim b'shvuas. Rav Nosson Zal had discussed earlier the language of Targum, and he mentioned the fact that Targum is like an in-between Loshna Kodesh and the languages of the other nations. And even though when we recite Brochos in Loshen Kodesh, it's very, very special, Rav Nosson Zal had shown that when we use Targum, like in the Kaddish, in some ways it's even more special because of the fact that Targum is the place from which the other side can draw from. When we take Targum and use it for Kiddusha, that's a tremendous accomplishment. So now he tells us that this will also explain the significance that on the holiday of Shavuos, when we read the Sefer Torah, right before they start reading the first Aliyah, the Baal Koireh reads Akdomus, which is a fantastic, fantastic praise of Hashem, a song of praise to Hashem. Shehu Shevach Godoil V'Noira Mo'id. This is a great, awesome praise of Hashem. V'Nistakein B'Loshen Targum Daiko. And Akdomus was written in Aramaic specifically. Why? How does this connect to the Kaddish that we learned about? Ki Shavuos Hu Bechinas Zokein Shebigdusha. Because Shavuos, the holiday of Shavuos, corresponds to the holy elders that we spoke about earlier. Bechinas Shoyresh HaRotzoin, which is the highest place where Rotzoin draws from. K'may Shekosov Rabbeinu Zal B'Maimar Anal Shenemar B'Shavuos. As Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in that chapter on Likut Imran, chapter 4 in the second half of Likut Imran, which was said on Shavuos. That shir is a shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave on the holiday of Shavuos, obviously because Shavuos represents Rotzoin and Rotzoin Sheberetzoinois and Shoyrish HaRotzoin, Meitzach HaRotzoin. Ki b'Shavuos nizgala Hashem Yisborach kezokein molei rachmim. Because we know the Gemara tells us that on the holiday of Shavuos, Hashem revealed himself to the Jewish people like an old, old wise man, full of kindness. An old man in a white beard, kaviyachol. V'alkein, oz yeshlanu koyach l'shaber chochmas hateva. And that's why it's then that we have the ability to eliminate the secularists, the philosophers and scientists who don't believe in Hashem, ulahofcho l'rotzein, and to turn it around, to change their secular wisdom into rotzein, into faith in Hashem, al yedei hisgabrus hisgalus harotzein shem hisgalus, through the great hisgalus harotzein that's revealed on Shavuos. V'alkein, and therefore, oz oimrim shevach godoil v'noira, that's when we recite this incredible high-level praise of Hashem, Shehu Akdomus, Beloshen Targum, Daiko, in Aramaic, Sheze Iker Shlemus Hisgalus Harotzim. This is one of the clearest examples of perfection of Hisgalus Harotzim. Kisheloshen Targum Nichlal Bigdusha. When we're using Targum for a very high level of holiness, V'loshen Targum Daika, and it's specifically this language of Targum, Shemishom Yenikosom, which is from where the Sitra Achra draws from, Megale U'mefarse Misarotzoin. That language is being used to broadcast the fact that everything is Rotzoin Hashem, faith in Hashem. U'mineyu Be'ibo Lezel Be'Nargo, and it's from the forest itself that we bring forth the axe to chop down the wood, meaning from Targum, which is a source that's used by the Sitra Achra to draw from, by us using the Targum for a very high level of Kiddusha for Ratzon, that really brings about the downfall of the Sitra Achra. V'ze Iker Shlemus Hizgalus HaRatzon Shemizgala B'Shavuos She'oz Nizgala Shoyrish HaRatzon Kanal. And this is one of the highest forms of the revelation of Ratzon that's revealed on the holiday of Shavuos, which is when the Shoyrish HaRatzon is revealed. This is important, you know, for us to know that this holiday in many ways is considered to be the top holiday. The fact that Pesach and Sukkot have 7 days and Shavuos has only one, in many respects, that represents the fact that Shavuos is more superior. Shavuos represents Olam Haba, the next world, the highest level of Rotzlin. There's a pasuk, V'hoyo yoim echod yivod al Hashem. There will come one day when everyone will understand Hashem kavyachol. Again, there'll be this incredible revelation of faith and awareness of Hashem. And that's what Shavuos represents. Rabbeinu Zal made a statement once, which we have in Sichoi Soran, Rabbi Nachman's wisdom, that the Jews know a good thing. And Akdomus, he said, is something that the Jews treasure very much. It's a fabulous gift from Hashem. Not just the Akdomus, but the Nigun, the song of Akdomus. There's a special song that's been passed down through generations, a tune. Akdomus milim v'sharoin so shuso avlo shokil no armon ushu, which in many of the shuls they sing. And Rabbeinu Zal made a point of saying that song is something, the tune itself, is extremely, extremely holy. One of the reasons I'm mentioning this is because, unfortunately, many people who stay up the entire night of Shavuos, by the time it gets to Shacharis, by the time it gets to reading the Torah, they're in pieces, and it's hard to concentrate, and it's hard, many people fall asleep, etc., to know that we don't want to miss out on this. There are some people that stand for this, just to make sure, because they know if they sit, they're going to fall right asleep, and they don't want that to happen. They don't want to miss this. This takes about 10 minutes or 15 minutes, the reciting of Akdomus. It's once a year, And it's an incredible, incredible revelation of this Shoyrish HaRotzai. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'alkein Tzrichin, there's a whole story behind it, behind this Sakdomus, related to actually to our topic here about the opposition, the Chochmas HaTeva and everything versus faith in Hashem. That there was a certain city where in this city the people were very religious, very good, and there was one Komer, a priest, who was very powerful. He knew different secrets and everything, where he could look at a person with a terrible look, an eye in horror, and actually kill a person or cause suffering, illness, all kinds of terrible things. And he did tremendous harm to the Jews. People were petrified of him and everything. And one day he decided to really finish with the Jews. The Jews at that time were beloved by the leader of that city, the king or whoever it was who was in charge, the non-Jew. He loved the Jews very much. But this priest went to him and he kept trying to convince him that the Jews are no good, they're against him. And he said that, how about if you give me an opportunity to show who's right, our religion or their religion, once and for all. And if I'm right, then they all have, if we prove that our religion is the true one, then they all have to convert to our religion. If not, we'll let them live, you know. And the king agreed to go along with this plan, and he issued a decree to the Jewish people. He gave them so much time to prepare, and they realized that this is serious. Who could they find to go up against this Komer, this priest? And they realized that for this, they need somebody from another planet, like. And they knew there was a river, Sambatyon, a special river where it's brought that the 10 tribes who are not with us today, all the Jews that we have today in the known world, we say generally come from Shevet Yehuda, Binyamin, and Shevet Levi, the Kohanim. But there are 10, a major part of the Shevet Levi and the other 9 tribes that are behind this river, this Sambatyon River, and we have no way to get to them. Because of the fact that in the part, when you want to cross that river to get to the other side where they are, there's a place where there's the water shoots up these boulders in the air. And if anybody tries to cross through there, these boulders will crush them to smithereens. The only time that stops, that waterfall, that special thing that shoots these boulders like in a circular form that serve to block the way to get across is on Shabbos. The only time it stops is on Shabbos. Now on Shabbos we know a Jew is not supposed to cross a river. Schito, all kinds of questions. So they had a whole discussion about this and they came to the conclusion that this is pikuach nefesh for the whole city. That if we don't have the right person to go up against this Komer, the whole city will be murdered. You know, they'll be put to the test of conversion or to die for Hashem. So they chose a person who was willing to do this, who was willing to be mechal Shabbos, to go across, across the river at that time. He had to give a divorce to his wife because he could only do this one way. You could only do this going there, not coming back. Because going there, it's an issue of pikuach nefesh, to inform them about this problem and to get them to send a messenger, a representative, who will go be the one to take on this galach. So sure enough, he went. He waited till Shabbos. He divorced his wife, and obviously there was a lot of tears when this person left, but the hope that he would save the city. And he crosses the river, comes to the other side, and right away they see an alien. They take him, they put him in jail first to find out what it's all about. And he tells them his mission. They take him before the leaders. He explains everything, and they hear the situation, and they say, okay, you're right. And they choose from them, from the 10 tribes, somebody who's a very, very righteous person to be the one to go there to the city to challenge, to take on this Komer. And they told him to prepare himself well before he left. He did. He had to divorce his wife again because he could only go one way, not come back. And sure enough, he went. this is there's a sefer that brings this whole story. And he came, and then the day came when they had to this great challenge. There were thousands and thousands of people gathered, and this priest, at first he took a look at this priest, you know, he gave him the eye like to try to harm him, and he saw he couldn't harm him, so he was concerned. So now they come, you know, they come before these thousands of people, and the king says, who should go first? And the priest says, let the Jew go first, let him jump. So the Jew says, fine. And he sees a huge tree over there, a very, very high, tall tree. So he uses his knowledge of Kabbalah, his knowledge of Neim Hashem, to bend this tree back, to bend it all the way back, and he ties it down. And now he says that he wants the priest, in order for the priest to prove his powers, he's more powerful, to see if he can, I don't remember the exact, if he can release the tree or something. And there were rocks, like those rocks by the Sambatyon, there were these rocks going round in the air, these boulders going round at a very high speed. What ended up happening is this priest ends up grabbing hold of the tree, this tzaddik releases it. The tree throws him like a slingshot, shoots him into where those boulders are going round and round. He gets crushed to smithereens, and that's the end of the priest. That was how that city was saved. And I believe it was this person who succeeded in this. His name was Rabbi Meir, and he was the one who wrote this great song, Akdomus, you know, as an incredible praise to Hashem. I hope I got the story right. I read it about a year ago again. I reviewed it. If not, we'll try maybe before the next year to look it over again to make sure that the details are accurate. Continuing, paragraph Yud Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to something he mentioned earlier, the topic of tzedakah. V'alkein tzrichim litein tzedakah koydam atfilah. And it's for this reason that we're required to give. The Gemara says that before a person davens, they should first set aside charity, because we saw in the chapter in the Likutei Moharan that this halacha is based on, that one of the things that generates, that creates this ratzon is tzedakah. So this generates, this makes it that the time that the person is going to be davening is a time of his galus haratzon. Ki ikar his galus meitzach haratzon shebechinas eis ratzon. Because one of the most powerful things that reveals this meitzach haratzon, this shorish of ratzon, this super high level kindness of Hashem, is tzedakah, kimavur b'maimar anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moharan, ukvar muva mize behilchas tfilas hamincha. And Rav Nosson Zal says, I also discuss this in Hilchas Tfilas Hamincha, which he made reference to before. So again, we saw now that there's a number of things that represent his galus haratzon on a very high level. The three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, are all mikroi kodesh, we said. They proclaim this ratzon. And Shavuot is unique, that in many ways it's the highest level of his galus haratzon, when Hashem revealed himself as a zokein mole rachmim. Then we had also tefillah. We said tefillah is ratzon, and tzedakah is ratzon. And here we saw that the whole usage of kaddish, that le'elam in kol brachosa, also represented tapping into that shoyrish haratzon. And Rav Nosson Zal mentioned also akdomus. All of these things revolving around this super high level of ratzon. With this, we conclude this halacha and this topic. And now the next five halachas or so are going to be on the topic of Kriyashma.